that.
I was trying to find how I couldn't. I couldn't remember how to record in this.
I thought you were anything. Like. I thought you were curving to like see behind me. I'm like, that's not how a camera works, brother.
There's just a person behind you. I just thought I would. Dude, check.
Be fucking terrifying to just be sitting here kicking the shit one day and then just. There's a dude.
I've thought about that before because like these are the horrible intrusive thoughts that I have being paranoid. It's like, what if that's a horror movie, like a modern day horror movie of podcasters and the other one like watches their person just get like, murdered on there just and there's nothing they could do about it but watch.
Did you ever watch, I think it's called like Meeting or it's not called Zoom, but it's basically, it came out in 2020 and it was like one of the first... like 2020 era movies that was filmed all like separate, and it was basically that, like a bunch of friends were on a video call and then like, ooh, spooky shit. I know it's not called Zoom. Fuck, I can't remember it. It's scratch everything. I am in a mood today.
Yeah,
are you in a mood today? Do you have feelings today?
I have some pretty good feelings today. I'm full of Tex-Mex, so I am...
Where'd you get Tex-Mex from, brother?
Oh, went to Mercado's in Tyler.
What'd you have?
I had a bowl of, like, Chipotle chicken and beans and... It was essentially a better version of Chipotle, but
Mercado's. It's not hard. To be a better version.
I fucking love Chipotle, but like Mercado's and me, we go way back. So it was good.
I like Chipotle 7 years ago, maybe. I feel like since then they've gotten a little stingy. There's this dude on TikTok who his whole thing is like bitching at Chipotle. And he always ends it, he's like, Chip Chalk instead of TikTok. Or something. It's like, or instead of chop chop. It's so stupid. It's the stupidest thing. And it's, I feel like it's just niche enough that I found it because like all the videos have like a couple of hundred likes. So I know that this is not on everyone's For You page. I just have the Chipotle guy. Anyway, what are we doing first? I know we have some things to talk about. In addition to, you know, like our topics.
Yeah, I didn't know what you meant by that.
Yeah, but yeah. We just have things to say to each other.
We've got things to say. What are you talking about? I'm going to ask you first.
Okay, well, listen. Here, I've got...
Yeah, uh-huh. You tell me this story. I do.
You already know this. And I'm about to tell you a story that may make you think that, wow, Charlie, you're just... the dumbest person to ever exist. But listen, I had bad sources, okay? Listen, you ever... I don't know how this happens. I don't know if this is a unique experience, but sometimes I will just look for... Get off of my keyboard. What are you? Gross. Sorry, I like turned the fan off for a little while and then turned it back on, and now dust is everywhere. So, you know, that thing. I'm a little manic today. You ready for this? Okay. I have in the past been like, oh, when is the next, I don't know, Sabbat coming up? Or when is the next full moon coming up? And I have looked into it and was given bogus information.
Oh.
And then when I learn about this bogus information, I'm like, where did I see that? Everyone in the whole world concurs that it's on this day. Why did I see it in the wrong spot? Anyway, that's what happened with my topic. There's a sick-ass pink moon coming. Full pink. It's going to be one of those huge... You know when the moon looks, like, too big in the sky? Like, spooky big? Like, it might be crashing down Zelda-style?
Yes.
It's going to be one
I
of those.
I forever have that fear because of that game. It dug it so deep into me.
Sometimes I'll be... It's always on a night drive. I'll be having a night drive. I'll look in the sky. I'll see one of those big fat fuck off moons. And I'll be like, that moon might be traveling towards us right now.
It's coming for us right now. That game was the last thing I needed as an already apocalyptic child. That was the last thing I needed, especially with how much I loved Zelda and the fact that I could never beat it. Mm-mm. Oh my God. Majora's Mask is an ass kicking.
That, is the reason that I never really went hard into Majora's Mask. It's not anything else except the moon.
It's very stressful.
The shit out of me.
It did. It freaked me out. It's too much stress.
I don't
stress.
Like being timed usually on things. You know, no. Or if there's, I need a big broad time range.
It's a lot to put on a kid's shoulders to not only know that you've got 2 days to live, but that the moon's grimace approaches you more and more all the
and
time.
I don't want to sweat when I'm an 11-year-old playing a video game. You know what I mean?
No, no.
All of that to say, I was going to talk about this big fat fucking pink moon. And I had all these signs, like pink salt has been a thing for me recently. I won't go into it. Or I could. pink. I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Pink shit has just been happening.
Uh-huh.
And I was all into it. And I saw full moon. Why, you know, how come this moon's going to be so cool looking? Why is it going to be so big? Why is it pink? I went into all of it. And I thought wholeheartedly that it was coming out, that it was today, tonight. By the time you hear this, I thought it was Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday.
And upon further inspection, I just happened to like open my, the thing I should have looked at in the first place, like my calendar on my phone, moon tracker. And it was, it's fucking today, brother. It's like, okay, I can't record something that happened like 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And just be like, hey, you know that thing that happened?
You know,
well,
that
it's
thing
done
that's
now.
Over?
It already happened. So I wrote Mace and I was like, Macy, the worst has happened. So we stretched out our time a little bit and I put some else together, which is, you know what? I'm excited about it. I think it's cozy. It fits the fucking bongo ass weird mood that I'm in. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about an herb that I didn't check to see if you've done before. I hope you haven't. I hope we have.
I don't want to be the only one who's recycled.
It caught my attention. I've been on a kick of just picking things that the names of them get my attention. And I'm talking to you today about savory.
Oh, I'm glad. Savory confuses me.
And I know you know a little bit about savory. Mm. You must, because you have given me a gift before that is composed of savory's got some skin in that game. So
yes,
I didn't know anything about it because I'd never, I didn't know the meaning of the word. And
well, it's kind of like allspice. It had the same effect on me that allspice has, where I thought it was, based on its name, I thought that it was just like a blend of other things.
Yes.
And then it was given like this on the nose descriptor of what it was, you know. If you're not aware of what allspice is, by the way, it's not just like a blend of a lot of different spices.
All of the things.
Yeah. So you know what? I'm actually, listen to me. This is how not in my mind space. I don't know who goes first today. So I'm going to get you to vamp for a second. Talk about your butthole for just a minute.
Oh, everybody's got one, maybe.
You know what? I mean, I guess that's true.
Not everybody is going to have one, I guess. You
not
know?
Everybody has a butt's hole, I'm sure.
Yeah. Can't presume.
I presume. I go first. It says. But we can change it because, like, yours feels more topic-y. That we, what do you want to do? Do you want to stick with the program or what do you want to do?
Okay. All right. So
you ever just get like the deodorant rash?
Here's the thing.
Your skin. It
bums me out because I know what you're talking about with that, because I try to veer to the natural deodorants, but a lot of them do nothing for me. They do nothing for me whatsoever. Mm-hmm. The only ones that do that really, 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 really work are like full of essential oils and they just burn me to pieces.
Getcha.
So I have a hard time winning.
Have you tried the Lumi one? You have to like wear it for like a week straight before it kicks in.
Lumi, but, like, I've tried it. Lumi, my body laughs at Lumi. It finds Lumi to be a very humorous thing.
That's the issue I had, because it was like the first time that it came around, it was like, hee-hee. I've noticed that I like it as a part of the psych. You like put the deodorant on top of it, and I feel like it kind of, you know, coasts. And listen, you can put it other places.
Well, that's the thing. It's body deodorant. It's full body deodorant, which is like a whole part of the thing. Yeah. But like I like Schmitz, I think is what it's called. They've got the like enzyme. The bright labels.
Oh.
And But they're the ones that burn me. I can't use it. They work the best.
Of native.
But they burn the fuck out of me. I used native for a hot second, and it didn't burn me, but it just didn't do much for me either.
I have my body likes to trick me. My stinky pits like to trick me. This is the episode you're tuning into, to guys. It likes to really love a deodorant for like maybe a week. And then my body just turns on it. I don't know what's happening, if it's like pH related, but like I'll put something on, I'll be like, finally, this is it. This is the one that can even handle the flop sweat, stress sweat, you know, the real bad stinky stress sweat. And then I get fooled.
Yeah. Your body laughs at you. I understand.
Stinky bitch. So what is the order of operations today? What do you want to do?
Whatever you want. I can go
What's
first.
Your shirt say?
Stay groovy. That's it. I thought it said something on the bottom. It doesn't. It just says flowers. Am I going for? I'll go first. Whatever.
Yeah,
go first. Okay.
I just feel bad not putting a more meaty thing up front. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So meaty.
I'm talking to you about savory. Now, mostly summer savory. Kind of winter savory. So
didn't know there was a difference.
There's a difference. And so summer savory is Satyrasia hortensis is the fancy
name. That sounded
name.
Like a tongue twister. Summer savory is Satyrtensis.
Summer savory is Satyrasia.
Oh.
It is among the best known, the tip top summer savory is the best of the savory genus, because there's like 30 different kinds of savory, apparently. So like,
that's weird to me, because I feel like I just eat in a jar that just says savory.
Savory. I have savory. Literally never seen this until I took these notes. I have never seen this.
You ever been to Penzi Spices? I hope they made it through COVID. I actually haven't checked.
I haven't. I need a good spice day trip to where, and we were just talking about this on the last Simply Captivating about like olive oil stores and whatnot.
Yes. Yeah.
Since we've talked about that, like I really want to go and get some good oils and some balsamic vinegar and like get some spices. Like I just need to zhuzh up my cooking cabinet.
Give it a little bit fresh.
It's Taurus season. I just feel like it's the energy speaking to me. That's like, you need this.
Is it Taurus season?
Yeah. I think
that explains
419, I think.
So goddamn much.
Oh yeah,
oh
bro,
my god,
dude.
That explains
it turned,
so much.
It turned Taurus season, and I napped 3 days in a row. And that never happens. Like, it's awesome. This is my favorite season of the year, hands down, bar none. I love Taurus. My air body needs this so bad. It's
need
great
to
me.
Ground. I have my moon is in Taurus, and I feel like I should know it every time, because it's when I get the urge to like, it's when all my shopping carts that, you know, you build up, but you don't have money for, so you just kind of wish and stare at them. But it's like when all my shopping carts get full of like quality items, and I start being like, you know what? I need to like redo my bathroom to be like an oasis. Everything gets very, I don't want to say bougie.
I know what you mean, though. But you just want to you want to elevate a little bit. Like, that's how it's, things you just kind of want to elevate it a little bit, you know. I love the season. It's the best. So I don't remember how we got there, but.
Doesn't matter. Hey,
that's my
past capacity. Let's move on.
I have. It's gone now. And
it's over now. We can't change it.
It is an annual, and it's not a very big, little boy. It's like at most like 18 inches tall.
Is it
generally
like a bush or like
kind of a little shrubby bush, but like kind of like a mixture of, it's kind of got a similar look to the leaves as like rosemary or lavender does. It's kind of got the, but it's not, they don't look as hard. You know, they don't look as spiny as that, but they've kind of got that similar kind of shape. And it makes these modest was the word that I saw a lot. Modest little flowers that it blooms. And
they're pretty little
similar. Dudes. So summer and winter savory are apparently they're very similar in flavor. They're pretty interchangeable. Winter is more bitter, apparently. But those, again, there's like 30 plus different kinds, but those are your two head honchos, with summer being the tip top one that everybody likes the best. And there might be a funny reason for that, but we'll get to it. So Summer Savory's native range is southeastern Europe to southwestern portions of Siberia. And Winter Savory is native more to the Mediterranean region. It seems from southern Europe to Lebanon and Turkey.
Okay.
So it's a member of the mint family, because who isn't?
I feel like everyone is, but we also haven't had one of those in a while.
We haven't had a mint family in a hot second. You're nice. Correct. It has a peppery taste, a savory taste, obviously. And it is described or often compared to be kind of a blend of thyme and marjoram, which sounds really nice to me. I've been on a big thyme kick lately, and I'm just really feeling it. I've got one in the garden. I've got a lemon thyme in the garden right now. Yeah. And the way that I'm going to throw that with some chives and a loaf of bread soon is it's hurtling towards me.
Thyme is one of those that I forget about it until I have it. And I'm like, why don't I use thyme more?
It's so good. And it goes so far. We just need like a little bit. And you're just like, best thyme. Best thyme in there.
It's thyme.
Oh, I love it.
It's a meal.
So you could substitute if you don't have marjoram and it calls for marjoram, and you've got that thing of savory way back of the back of your lazy Susan, and you're like, well, maybe use that. You can also for thyme. Yeah, you can use savory for marjoram and thyme, apparently pretty across the board. With and I think we expand on this later. I think it's Newfoundland. It might not be Newfoundland. It might be I don't remember. It's a part of Canada to where they like use it in substitution of sage, oftentimes in cooking.
Labrador.
So we get to that later. And
Vancouver.
So here's the thing. The Latin name Satyrasia hortensis comes from the Roman writer Pliny the Elder. And I tried to find the actual words of this. All of his like natural history is online, but I couldn't, like, aside from combing through it word for word, I couldn't find this. But it seems that Pliny said that the name of this Satyrasia. It is basically rooted in the word satyr, as in satyr play.
Cool.
And
you remember
legends,
Seder play?
I'll never forget Seder play. Seder play, I think, was the gift that gave twice. And so apparently the mythos around this was that it was the plant of the satyrs. And they hung out where it grew and they munched it. And it was kind of their herb. And because of that, it's kind of frisky, but put that on pause. So the primary use for this. So here's the thing. The Romans were all about savory. Big time fans. Huge fans.
Man, they, God damn it, they loved some herbs.
They loved their plants. Mostly it was cooking. They cooked with it a lot during that time.
Put it in their shoes?
Used to flay. I didn't see anything about them putting it in their shoes or rubbing it on their eyes this time. So a little bit of an outlier. A little bit unusual. And so
they got to give it a break every once in a while, you know.
They had to make it diversify the ailments, you know.
Can't rub everything on your eyes, you know.
No, you can't. You shouldn't. So,
hey, how else are you going to learn?
There was no black pepper really here around at the time, so that had this peppery kind of vibe. So really, it was a big deal until black pepper came around, and then a lot of people like that.
Everybody's dicks off.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So during the reign of Julius Caesar, the Romans brought savory to England. And it became really, really popular there and was used in medicine. of different varieties. We're going to get into that. So the English name comes from the Saxons, who were calling it savory for its pungent taste. So it's like, I guess it was that simple. So
yeah. Listen, you know what? Lacks imagination. I'm giving that a 2 out of 5.
I mean, it's a functional name, if nothing else. You know where,
but it's kind of fun to say. So
yeah,
I'm rocking to it. Okay, yeah.
So on the medical front, savory had a handful of purposes that are kind of interesting. So.
Blessings upon you and your house. Don't die.
Mercury claims.
Oh no, I see what's happening. Oh, I misjudged it.
Over the herb, neither is there a better remedy against colic and iliac passion. Then this herb, keep it dry by you all the year. If keep it dry by you all the year if you love yourself and your needs. And it is £100 to a penny. If you do not, keep it dry. Make conserves and syrups of it for your use. And withal, take notice that the summer kind is best. They are both of them hot and dry, especially the summer kind, which is both sharp and quick in taste, expelling wind in the stomach and bowels, and is a present help for the rising of the mother procured by wind, provokes urine and women's courses, and is much commended for women with child to take inwardly and to smell often unto. I'm going to fast forward because this next part is my he goes on forever.
As he does. Let me see. Are you supposed to keep it dry? Did I hear that?
You better keep it fucking dry, dude. I don't know if it could be any clearer of the fact that you better keep this shit dry now.
Dry as fuck, dude. And keep it by you all the time. If you love
all yourself. The time. All the year long day. All right. Here we go. The juice dropped into the eyes clears dull sight.
I thought we were rubbing it in the eyes. Fuck.
If it proceed of thin, cold humors distilled from the brain, the juice heated with the oil of roses and dropped into the ears eases them of the noise and singing in them. And of deafness also.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
So
listen, Nick, buddy, touch, go outside.
I'm lightheaded.
I can imagine, first of all. It's a lot. When Nick moves through you, I know. I've been there. I've felt it. He's powerful.
Really is.
Also, takes a lot of tightening of the diaphragm to produce the Nick voice.
Just,
yeah,
it just pushes out.
Yeah, yeah. You don't speak with your vocals as much as you're just squeaking air out.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa.
Confidently I
wrong.
You have to say everything like you discovered it and then were praised for it, which I assume is what happened. I have heard of time going into the ears to help with earaches, maybe like mild ear infections. I don't know. See a doctor if you got a fucking ear infection, but never to cure. deafness.
But also tinnitus.
No, Macy, not tinnitus. The singing within the ears.
The singing of the ears. And somewhere in there, there were cold humors that came from the brain. But I don't
brain?
Know what they were attached
to. Is that like shivers?
I feel like shivers could be the descriptor for any disease or condition they could think of back then. Yeah. They'd just be like, oh, it's the shivers.
This is shivers. Cold distillations of the brain.
Brain humors? I don't fucking know.
Brain humors. Dude, I would love to pop on like a doctor's coat. I mean, I'd have to like be, you know, like a man. But like go back then and just say wild shit. Dude. And just say it with your whole fucking chest. And people would be like, wow, yeah, okay.
Yeah, dude. Fucking,
all you gotta do.
Nikki Pep buttoned up that coat every single day, looked himself in the mirror, nodded once, and then walked out and just made his reality. Yeah. His
he wrote
every
the
day.
Song Eye of the Tiger for himself every day to hum along to, knowing that he's going out and just expelling whatever like he kind of like felt, you know?
I guess because like that's the thing. He was technically, they were educated on this. So they went to school to learn about humors. And that's what's amazing. So he's saying this with his whole chest.
Right.
You know, as with like the knowledge of being like modern medicine. And I just find that incredible. It's amazing. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. We've still got a whole fucking
rest in
book.
Peace, Nick.
Culpeppers. Complete herbal. Got the whole thing.
Wow.
So
He 50-50 shot, honestly.
Sometimes he's dead on balls accurate. So you know what? You are correct.
Put it with some rose oil, stick it in your ear, but it feels great if you got them itchy ears.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I've been having to like, and that's part of my scatteredness is I'm having to take like a little bit of Sudafed because my ears are trying to act up because it's that time of year for my ears to try to act up. Mm. And, it's weird, man. Sudafed's weird, man.
You gotta get carded for that box of Sudafed.
Oh, dude, yeah. You gotta, like, show them your, I don't know, fucking
they have to come
life savings.
Tits.
Like, yeah.
They gotta
like,
come
show
to your house
anything.
And make sure you don't have a meth kitchen mm-hmm. anywhere.
Yeah, you gotta, like, write them an essay about how you're an upstanding member of society.
They make sure that you haven't seen an episode of Breaking Bad. And then you get your Sudafed. Yeah.
Yes. It bums me out because it's the only shit that works. So, this.
Oh, for practice, a second, I thought Nick was back. Christ.
It is a big price. So here's the thing. He talked about reducing the wind. Yeah.
Farts.
And so reducing farts. He talked about reducing farts in there a good
bit. Which I'm not even going to laugh at. That's
no, dude, when you need your farts reduced, there's nothing you could dream for more than that. It's miserable.
Dude, you ever have like just such the worst tummy ache and then you get a good
you've got a new lease on life. You feel like you can absolutely climb out of this hole of misery you've been living in. Mm. Yeah, no, completely. And so this was back in the day before you could swig down some Pepto-Bismol. So you had to make do with what you had, right? And that was savory.
Just fistfuls of dried savory.
Lots of dried savory. And here's the thing. There's actually a good bit of info behind this. And it also leads into the name. Because specifically, savory is good to eat to reduce the farts from eating beans and other legumes. It helps with the digestion, it seems, of beans. Great. So because of that, it's called, I don't know how to pronounce this, bonenkruid in Dutch, which means bean herb. And that continues.
That's what I feel like is going on over in the Waba baked beans subgroup on Facebook.
Just beaner. Beaner.
Beaner.
Beaner.
Beaner.
There's herbe du haricot. I don't think that's how you say that, but bean herb in French. It's commonly called. Bohnenkraut. Bohnenkraut in German. Which is also Bohnen, I think, like B-O-H-N-E-N, Bohnenkraut. Yeah. Bohnenkraut. I don't know if they roll their R's there. And so that's German. And so you're also meaning bean herb. Or it's something similar. So you could see.
I think there might be a trend.
There's something going on with this. So it is very big in Canada. Specifically, I saw in Newfoundland. So it's big with the Newfies. And so Atlantic Canada was listed prominently, which I guess Newfoundland is on the Atlantic side of Canada. So we might be looking at the same area here. Listen, I know nothing of this world. So it prominently has a place, it seems, in cuisine quite heavily. I'd like to hear from you guys on that. It's fun when we cover herbs like this and y'all all have like recipes and shit. Mm. It was like when we talked about like the tuna noodle cast, man. Like when everybody threw down with their recipes on that. The hot tuna noodle cast. Tuna. Oh my God. That was such a fun thread. I lived for that thread, dude. I checked it periodically to see new comments to be like, what other tuna noodle cats? Because such diversity. Interesting.
And chose from various recipes to build what I think is going to be my signature tuna cast.
Yeah, man.
I'm just going to take from others. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it was the Roman way. We talk about them all the time.
Shit.
So there it is. So
put that hot tuna cast in your shoes for achy feet.
You know, I get it that it's gross, but tell me at least for a second until you have to take a step, that wouldn't feel kind of nice.
It would feel great. It would feel great. I think it's warm and a little noodly, be squidgy,
a little noodly, a little squiggly,
a hot sand.
Listen, I'll try anything once. You know,
I'll put anything on my feet if you pay me for it.
As long as it's, I'm already having to back myself up because I immediately thought of how I feel when a flip flop goes between one of my toes. And I was just like, I don't know about this.
Macy, mistrustful of flip flops.
I'm skeptical. So Atlantic Canada, apparently they throw down with savory and so instead of using sage in there. So in the example of, I don't know if they do sage in their, I don't know, stuffing. I don't even know if they have stuffing there, but like instead, as an example, we would throw savory in it. They substitute sage with savory. Apparently. Okay. I don't know. Y'all pop off on that. That's what I saw. And
also, can we call you Newfies?
Newfies. It's a cute Newfies. Name. I hope so, because I think it's very sweet and it makes me think of obviously Newfies the dog from Newfoundland, which is an obvious connection.
The big dogs that you could just tackle to the ground, dude.
I love him so much. I love him so much. Jorah was like a mini Newfie. He was like
if you sized him up by scale. Three or four times,
he was one just compacter, more compact. So we have herbs de Provence, and this is what you made us for Christmas.
Yeah,
and it's delicious, and I love it a lot. I really, really, really enjoy it. And savory is in there. Savory is in there. It's more stuff in it than I thought, dude. I thought it was only going to be like two or three things, but there's like a handful of shit.
Oh, no, it's like seven. It's like lavender.
It was a lot. Yeah. So this mixture of dried herbs is considered typical of the Provence region of southeastern France, apparently. So commercial blends started to be sold eventually, but it was initially not like a brand, but just kind of like a descriptive term of like the blend that came from this region. But it was starting in the 1970s when it's like you buy like branded blends of herbs de Provence.
With like that good classic 1970s advertisement that's just two paragraphs long about why this is going to change your life.
It's going to be the best from exotic France. And these blends often contain savory, marjoram, rosemary, thyme, and oregano, lavender sometimes, especially in North American blends, apparently. So you've got a whole bunch of shit all mixed up in there together. And it's delicious. Huge big fan of the herbs.
Put it on everything.
Put it on everything. Seriously, I'm such a fan.
Do you remember the joint birthday celebration that was had at your mom's house this year? It's like you, Hunter, Papa, right?
Yes.
And it was your 30th.
Yeah.
I think it was the actual day of. And you had asked me to bring you some more, and I brought it in a baggie, and it looked like a big bag of weed.
It looked like about an ounce solid of weed.
And do you remember how Rustin absolutely could not, like, grasp what it was? Do you remember that?
Actually,
he was just like, but what is it? What do you, what is it?
And I didn't, we were all like, an herb blend. How else do we clarify this to you?
But he wanted it, like, FDA broken down. Like, what was it?
And he cracked me up. It was, yeah, it was, he, I forgot all about that. Oh my God, we were just shouting on him, like, it's seasoning!
But it was, like, one of those things that you can tell, you know, when you're on a different level than everybody else.
So
like
not
page.
Clicked in the same. So not clicked in the same groove. And his, like, eyes were just full of questions.
And everyone's been there. Everybody has been the Rustin in that conversation where you're just like,
absolutely.
Why are you people not getting this? I don't understand.
Yeah, like, I, how else do I clarify this to you guys? Like, yeah. I'm not, you're making it out like I'm the asshole here.
Yeah.
Sorry. In the garden, if we talk about the garden, if we move into the garden here, it can be a good companion plant. It's a nice little companion plant in your garden. It's actually very helpful. So you can, another way it's good with beans is that you can plant it by certain kinds of beans and it keeps aphids away, which fuck aphids. I hate aphids so goddamn much. I, dude, on the day of the solar eclipse, as the sun was beginning to Pac-Man cheese smaller, I was murdering aphids right and left, dude.
Such a bizarre thing. Okay, yeah, hell yeah, dude.
So, like, as kind of just like a cover crop in the aquaponics system, we had a whole bunch of kale in there, and it was all sickly because it survived the winter, and like we didn't really take care of it. It was just kind of there to just keep, you know, some structure to the system. So the immune systems of these plants were shot. So they were loaded. Dude, I mean, like, the degree of aphids on these plants was disgusting. They were like, and aphids look just like chia seeds. Imagine a non-gooey, swollen chia seed. It's exactly, and like they were all over these plants, dude. And I just like had a pair of latex gloves on and I was just ripping out all of these plants, just smashing aphids. Just, they woke up and thought it was a normal day. And
oh no, they had no idea.
Literally, it was an apocalypse. It was like, not only was it an eclipse, like it was their apocalypse.
They did. Think of it. Think of it, Macy. Millions and millions of years. Everything had to come together perfectly for them to wake up on this day and get Godzilla'd by you. Yeah,
I did. I Godzilla'd them. It was just, it was time.
And
there's nothing
you.
Else you can do about it. You've got
you
to do it. You've got to do
they're
it.
They're coming for your home and your crops.
Dude, they're going to spread to my vegetable plants and I can't have that. I won't have it. And I didn't even spray them off because I knew they'd just go live down in the rocks because they'll do that. They'll go live down in the soil and the rocks and wait for more shit.
I was done. But when you start encroaching on my shit, my home, and my bounty, I'm going to rip your legs off.
I'm going to do it under the dwindling sun and it's going to be great.
Specifically wait. I love to think that there was one aphid out there that lived and saw this all go down and just thought that that's what this day was planned. This was for them.
The next one that happens again, they're
it'll be like in its, it'll be like in its rocking chair, like telling the young aphids like what like the last time this happened, there was a woman 100 feet tall. Yeah.
Fucking good. You tell your
that's my old aphid
grandchild voice. You got less of them than you did. How's that, fucker? I hate aphids. I hate them so much.
Destroyed our populations and we never recovered.
Oh, they're gross. Oh, they're gross.
I don't know why
anyway,
I'm like an old Appalachian granddad. Okay,
aphid. So I...
Dude, okay, listen. I want my name to be Aphid in the punk band that we're going to start. That's it. That's all I have to say. Go on. I'm Aphid.
It's not a very, you know what, fine. You know what? I'm not going to poke holes in it. You could keep it.
It's a punk band. What do you want, man?
Well, I just feel like with a, like, you can literally, I can barely touch an aphid and it turns into a smear.
Call me so acid aphid.
Okay, sure. I just feel like that's what I mean. You need a little edge because aphids. Yeah. You gotta have a lot of aphids.
You think it's something? Okay, I was just like, ant. I'm an ant.
Yeah,
I'm carpenter ant. Okay.
So you gotta have a pack. You gotta have a crew.
You have to have a crew. My crew.
Yeah. Yeah, then you could be the aphids, and then it'd be like, oh, shit, they're going to suck us dry, and you might.
We're coming for your craps. I feel like the aphids, the band, just a bunch of fucking nerds. If I saw a marquee outside of a place of music, and it said, tonight, playing the aphids, I would burn it to the ground.
I don't know. I'd be a little intrigued because I don't even know what genre that would be. I'd maybe buy a ticket. I'd be like, that could be
just to find out
literally anything. I would not know what to guess the aphids would be.
It'd be truly like nightmare jazz.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be a fucking, you get in there and it's like a whole ass metal band. I doubt it, but it could be.
Run the risk of it being like a children's band and they all come out like in costume and sing the ABCs at you and you're like,
I'm kind of into it for the element of surprise here that you have with this band name. A lot of mystique, a lot of mystery. Anyway, it's good with beans.
A-plus delivery.
So here's the deal. It goes really, really good. It's commonly put, especially in its traditional kind of cooking culinary applications, paired a lot with vinegars, paired a lot with oils. And to make like vinaigrettes and oil blends and dressings for meats. Ooh. And it's used on a lot.
Savory oil?
Yeah, man, it's used a lot for that. It's also apparently that aids in digestion because this is a digestion friendly herb. It wants to help you fart less. And apparently it seems to actually have a legit effectiveness with this. So
I wonder if that's what's in Beano.
I think there's
take Beano and there'll be no gas because it's supposed to be all natural. I'm looking it up.
Look up what is in Beano, because the world waits to know what it is, I'm sure.
Beano is a strongly alcoholic beverage from the Philippines. I think I've done something wrong.
You just get really hammered, and then it all just moves through you instead. That's how you fix it.
Okay, it's enzyme alpha glycocodase.
So it's like a probiotic situation. It's like a little bug.
Yeah, sure, dude.
It's a little germ. I got a little bacteria germ.
Like 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, popping up in your guts. Listen to me. I got a little bit of a mixed bag on this. It does like a dry, rocky soil. It's a Mediterranean plant. But also apparently it can deal with wet soil too sometimes. I don't know. It seems like you can actually, this is one of those, it's in the mint family. You can plant it in like a pile of broken glass and it'll grow all right. Yeah, it'll make it. So summer savory does grow wild in certain places and has gotten naturalized in certain places, but it's a beneficial garden plant, beneficial for the garden ecosystem because it attracts, according to Wikipedia, quote, furious pollinators. And that is also a punk band name.
No, which sounds really cute. Furious pollinators. I just want, can someone out there, someone who's good at editing, I'm not, get video of bees and shit pollinating and put a little bit of shaky cam on it, put like a filter on it, and just put like some fucking death clock or something on in the background.
Furious
pollinators. And like a lot of quick camera cuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Very like kind of janky and weird. Yeah.
You know what it is?
Great.
It's the Sugar Ray songs from...
You gotta find Sugar Ray, you can't stop now. Can't stop give now. Me all your money.
Give me all your money.
Sometimes you drive slow.
Sometimes I drive quick.
Such a classic. Such a classic. Goddamn.
Road Rush 64. I'm going to stop. Okay.
Listen, pollinators like it. Flowers of summer savory are, again, modest in appearance. But here's the thing with these modest flowers is they might be modest looking, but like they're what all the bees want. And your fucking roses that are all pretty on their trellis are over there. Like they're over there looking all lovely. But really, it's the savory that's gone high by. And all of those pollinators are just climbing down in those trumpet flowers and just going, and it's, they're really, really enjoying it. Yeah.
It's like that Taylor Swift song where, you know, it's like, she wears short shorts or guy wears
short. Yeah. Short shirt, yeah. Shirts. That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're getting all drunk down in those trumpet flowers and really getting wild and getting sloppy down there. And they're a big, big time fan. So if you like to garden and you like the health of a garden, especially if you're gardening organically, when you kind of need to plant with companion plants and you're kind of trying to draw on your pollinators and shit like that, this is a good one, a good option for that. So medicinally, there's a lot going on with savory. It's chock full of volatile oils. It's got a lot of really intense, like, scent profile stuff going on with it.
And smell it, like Nikki.
Lots of terpenes. Lots of terpenes. Yeah. Yeah. He, actually, I think, and I didn't read it, but I feel like in there it kind of says, like, kind of like snuff it up.
Give it a little snuff.
Give it a little snuff. I think it was the powdered variety. It's something like that's in here. I saw something about going up the nose. Okay. It all blends together after a time. So there's definitely anti-inflammatory properties involved here. Historically, it was used in health tonics, such as kind of steeped in wine, a wine tonic, to help with fevers, reducing pain of stomach upset, menstrual issues. Culpepper talked about this. He also talked about this. It has deep ties to soothing of colic. Again, this is a digestive herb. It's wanting to keep to get everything all a little happy again and moving and not all angry and swollen. It's just soothing.
Is that what colic is? When they say a baby is colicky, is it just it's got it's poopy tummy or is
like- I don't actually know. I don't know if it's the guts or if it's the stomach. I just assume they've got like big time, angry, gassy, burning stomach.
Whatever it is, that's the word for it, angry, right?
Because they're mad.
People, yeah, that's the whole thing is they're screaming because they're fucking pissed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm horrible. Pissed, like you're a baby. So you like all
somebody,
you know,
like, hey, I need a fucking Beano or whatever.
Yeah, well, your brand new brain is just like, welcome to pain.
Yeah, you've never felt this before, eh?
Yeah, welcome. Enjoy life, bitch.
Get used to it.
And like, I'm sure that it sucks, but apparently this has got a place at the table for making colic go away. It's one of those medicinal herbs that kind of finds its way into a lot of applications. There doesn't really seem, from what I could tell, to be much of a toxicity issue here. This is a big time culinary herb. So like, it's already being eaten a lot. So it's like you could compare it with thyme and things like that. Of course, there could be individual allergies and things like that that are always to be watched out for. But it's not like some of these other ones where we're like, it's like kind of toxic, but like kind of not. This one generally seems like you can, I mean, they're putting it in spice blends and stuff. So it is astringent in nature. And not a bad addition if you want to do like an herbal facial steam, which isn't that nice? Like, get a couple sprigs of different herbs and like put a towel over your head and like put it all in there and let it steam up and just let it get up all on your skin. And it's got that astringent property to kind of tone, be like a little gently toner. It'd be nice.
Could you put this in your gooch steam packet?
In your yoni steam?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably. I'd have no idea.
Steam your little balls or vulva or whatever you got going on.
That's really nice.
Some savory.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want
to call it the Cetirizia.
Okay. Yeah.
Savory. Yeah. I steam my yoni with savory. It just doesn't have a good ring to it, you know? Yeah.
There's one word to describe my yoni.
But I steam my yoni with Satarasia now.
Now that sounds awesome. Luxury.
That sounds high quality. Kind of nice.
I'd pay more for that. Yeah.
I would pay more for that. Mm. Yeah, because otherwise I'm going to think it's like pizza seasoning and it's going to concern me.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's like some Tony's all seasoning salt.
Yeah, there's fucking Tony Shashiri's in there. Oh my God. It's basically Zatarans. Just Old Bay. Gross.
Well, that is savory.
All right. Bug bites. It helps with those. If you got one, rub some savory on there. You got a wasp sting, chew it up in your mouth and put it on there. You don't have to do that. Okay. You can make a poultice if you want. But hey, spit helps and it'll Airborne bind it all it. Together and you can slap it all on there. And listen, if he did it, I'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's really all it takes for me. Like, I take one look at him and that cloak and be like, you know how to survive. You've
not.
Yeah, baby. I'll believe you anywhere. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Seriously.
We need What Would Aragorn Do shirts. Except we'll probably get
actually
by the Tolkien.
Do. I mean, the Tolkien family. Yeah.
We'll just have it say WWAD and then we'll have a likeness of Aragorn and.
Like Aragorn, but with a different face.
Fuck. Oh, no.
Okay. That's a snippet of Simply Captivating Kushiel Land. So, apparently, also an appetite stimulant. I thought that was an interesting thing. So if you need to stimulate that appetite, apparently this works for that. I don't know.
Well,
how,
I guess
but
if that makes sense, if it's also making you fart and making your, it seems like it just kind of gets things.
It's churning stuff. Yeah. Through. And so your body's like, okay, gates are open.
Let's move.
Let's
yeah.
do it.
Let's
yeah.
do the thing that we're supposed to do. Yeah.
Yeah. At the right time now. So maybe so. Let's get into the metaphysical now. Mm. It's tied to Venus. And as well as the element of air. And it's a whole goddamn little horny, apparently.
Because farts. It's a horny?
Brother, is it ever. So
tell me.
The Latin name for savory here again is rooted in Satarasia, which is rooted in the term satyr.
Yeah.
Which is your half man, half goat creature of legend. And satyrs were always horned up. They were going for whatever.
Isn't that what Danny DeVito was?
Yes, it is. It is. And the first time you see him, he's trying to like get it on with a wood nymph or whatever.
Listen. All right.
Okay.
All I'm saying, you know, if we're talking about hear me out characters, the Danny DeVito satyr has a place on my list.
Hey, I'm glad that he does. I'm glad that he does. Hercules was full of awakenings for many people. And I get that.
So, in a lot of beautiful ways, yeah.
Yeah, dude. No, young me and Megara. I was just like...
there was something happening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, sure. Oh. I'm supposed to care about Hercules. That's right. Wow. Yes, him. Mm-hmm.
This is what's... normal.
They made her incredibly too hot. It's not
Why?
Even fair.
She had no business.
No business. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it was unrelenting. So, satyrs like to drink and fuck and party and be loud doing all of that. And this is kind of their plant. They'd munch
satyrs
on
like
it.
Jack Black.
They'd get all horned. Yeah. And then they'd go run out and cause havoc in the woods and shit. So,
good.
It has a long history of being used as an aphrodisiac. Though the weird thing that I saw, and I don't know where this came from or why, is that summer savory is the horn kind and winter savory is anti-horn.
What? You better be careful. You better make sure you're doing what you got your hands on the right.
You don't want to cross your savories. Yeah, you could really you can really get yourself into a hell of a fix.
Oh, no.
I don't know that there's a fair bit of history going back with that I don't know what it's really rooted in. But it's steeped. It's in the lore that is the way of it. And from what I could, maybe this is rooted in the Romans, I think, is where this potentially came from. And it's also possibly the explanation as to why summer savory is still more popular today, is that it just gained such a solid foothold then that it's just never changed. Because nobody wanted the limp dick kind. Everybody wanted the hard dick kind.
No. I mean, just like, listen, if you tell me, hey, there's these two things, and even though it might not be true, one of them is limp dick, one of them's not, I'm going to be like, give me that one.
Yeah. Yeah, give me the hard dick, just because it seems like the more surefire, literally, option. Yeah. Like, it just seems right. So, this continues. Famous French herbalist Maurice Messig, I don't know. Listen, he's AKA the Pope of Plants, okay? So, he's kind of a big deal.
Feels like a self-given title.
It's gotta be. And he suggested savory instead of ginseng to help couples restore happiness in the bed chamber once again. All right. So if they need to get it all back hot again, you can totally throw down with some savory. He called it the herb of happiness. A lot of confidence in this, in that.
Well, he's the Pope
treatment.
Of herbs, dude.
He is the Pope of herbs, so I guess he can make such declarations, really. Mm-hmm. And apparently, this is one of those just factoids that I saw everywhere, but I couldn't see, like, when, which, who did it the most. And apparently, Egyptians made love potions out of it 2,000 years ago. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's just one of those interesting things that, like, gets said somewhere and hopscotches all over the internet. After that, because it wasn't like under anybody's rule specifically, or like it didn't have much more context other than they made love potions out of it. And it's like, maybe they did, but also maybe they didn't.
Maybe
they didn't. I don't actually
know. It's easy to pin stuff like that on really ancient like civilizations.
Ancient Egypt is a bit of a sticky trap to work through, because everything rolls up under there somehow, or what was used or something like that. It makes its way
feels
in there
like if you could go
lot.
Back there about 50% of the things they'd be like, yeah, we've never heard of that. I don't know. Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe they did do all this shit. I don't know. And in England it was made, so I keep wanting to call it savage, and it's really, really wearing me down. Savory was used in a lotion blend. So I guess they use the oil or some shit for, quote, unromantic women. So unhorny women could slather themselves with this savory lotion and then want to get it.
Listen, maybe they're gay.
Yeah. Maybe they are waiting for their husband to leave the house every single day, and then either their lady companion or their headmistress and her drink tea together and have a whole day. That's great.
And I'm not saying everyone, I'm like, oh, you're not into men, you must be gay. That's not where I'm going with this. I'm just saying, a lot of the times through history, when I hear about like frigid women, I'm like, maybe this is a him problem.
Or like maybe they didn't want to have to squirt out another baby. Other element.
You know what? Maybe you like dudes. You just don't like that dude.
Yeah, see?
The one that
it's
you
like,
were married
maybe
off
Maybe you could have preferences? What a novel idea that was never considered.
It's like, do you think you like don't want to have sex for one night with your awful shit husband, and then he brings you some of this lotion?
You get this lotion like, presented like...
Because like one night you're like throwing up with the fucking plague or something.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's like, I got you this lotion for unromantic women.
Because my
unromantic
sucked for a... Okay.
For a night. So... Apparently, there was an Italian tradition, maybe still is, of mothers would feed their soon-to-be-wed daughters a month before the wedding. They'd feed them a lot of savory so they could really give their husbands a good one, so their husbands wouldn't bring them back unsatisfied the next day, like a return. Yikes. Oof. So in the Middle Ages, this trend continues. In the Middle Ages, certain European monasteries prohibited the growing of this herb. Ooh. Because it might make people break their vows of chastity, and they can't slipping it in holes that it's not supposed to be slipping in. So as you can see, there's a vibe with it. Mm. There's an air of horn going on.
Love it.
Yeah. And
it's the satyr's air.
It is. It just gets you ready for conjugal bliss. And that seems to be the case across the board. And as we've talked about a lot, love or lust or both can go inwards as well. You can point this right at yourself. You can turn this straight on inwards,
ooh,
right?
Put some inside of your fleshlight.
He just did a good grit at a good grit that will just adds an extra layer of cleaning that you're going to have to do when you're done. Something this that will really mold if you leave any behind with any moisture.
Spicy and was used like in the place of black pepper. Like you really want that going in the peas hole.
Yes. In your dick hole. Yeah. So, but maybe you're trying to do some work to bring forth a vision of yourself that kind of makes you, it's kind of like, shit, you know, like you're trying to cultivate like your kind of sexy visage, you know, that you kind of want to embrace and shine outward with. Right. And this might not come naturally to you. It doesn't come naturally to everybody. It does not come naturally to me. I immediately feel very awkward at trying. I immediately feel very uncanny valley trying to, you know, like that scene in Broad City when I think it's Alana who's like making the weird faces at the guy like at the bar who she's trying to seduce. I feel like that's me if I'm just trying at all. But like, maybe you're trying to work on your sultry side, you know, like you want to kind of, you want to meet that person, and maybe it's for nobody else but you, but you want to tap into it and find it. Right. And maybe this is a good one for you. Maybe you have a little candle spell and you put some fucking savory, all the name absolutely kills me, but you put some summer savory all over it and kind of see.
But not winter savory because you'll get.
Apparently not winter savory because it will just. Yeah. Not work for you. Yeah, apparently. I don't understand this. But maybe you're trying to expand some confidence, you know, in your sexual charms. You're kind of, and this is a form of glamour magic, in my opinion, because it's about perception. You're kind of changing your perception. And I feel like when we change how we see us, you're changing your entire reality. Your whole reality can shift. Like that changes everything. And this is kind of working with that to where you're just kind of, you're changing your perspective of yourself and kind of what, how you want to convey yourself in certain moments. And you might learn something about yourself. You might learn a little bit what you're into. Yeah. You might kind of be like, oh, I like this. Oh, I don't like this. And you kind of figure out what you like. And even though it can be a little uncomfortable to open that door and kind of try it out, this might be fun.
Choked, huh? Talk about choking.
There's all kinds of shit you can try. There's.
I don't know what we're talking.
A whole internet out there. There's anything out there. You want to suck them toes? Suck them toes. Just takes a little confidence. Yeah. And so that's most of the. That's one thing I wanted to talk about because you have like. You got both sides with that because you might be one to where like you're a little uncomfortable with the idea of like making a love potion, right? To where, especially if it's, you really just like to focus on doing magic for you, especially if this is someone you don't know very well. You know, like Hunter and I have been together a long while now to where it's like, I'll do magic for both of us. Like even if it's like financial magic, things like that, or like prosperity stuff. But I feel like it's, I have his consent in the sense that like, it's just kind
it's
of always there, you know,
traipsing
like
into free will.
No, it's just kind of we're both literally tied together. So like it's lifting us both up. But if I didn't know someone, and you don't really, you're still kind of, maybe you want to just kind of throw the magic at yourself first. And I don't think that's a bad idea anyway. I'm very bad about throwing magic at myself. I throw it outward all the time, but I don't throw my magic inward very often. And it's all intention and it's all power and it's all doing something. So like it's accomplishing something when we do it. It's just remembering to do it. So That's the sexy portion. There is also the tie to the element of air. So it is tied to the air element. And aside from all the fucking, it can be a representation of air for your altar, for offering, or whatever spell you're working on that's tapping into air. This tie to air also brings it with, it kind of ropes it in with memory. So if you're doing work that is based on memory, whether it's inner child work or ancestor work, things like that, where you're utilizing memory, ties of memory, this can be kind of a strengthener to help build that up.
So some savory, some pine, and some rosemary. Just blast off into the past, dude.
Strong. Yeah, like, yeah, it's like having a, you know, like the grappling hook in fucking Ocarina, dude. Just like, you're just shooting it through, and you just fly through. You just fly all the way back through
right
time.
Off the side.
Awesome. And so that's a big one. If you're doing stuff kind of going through the sands of time, of memory, think about savory for that. And that seems to maybe be winter or summer. It doesn't really seem to matter that much in that regard. So you get a lot of that with air. Of course, Venus as an offering, if you work with Venus specifically, because it is tied to Venus. So that's one. If you're kind of wanting to maybe mix it up a little bit, I don't know if you work with Venus, maybe you've been given the same offering for a little while. Maybe mix it up. Be like, hey, Venus, here's some savory.
Got some savory.
I think she'll be into it. I think she'll like it.
I can't remember any other name. I'm just going to say Tony's again.
Shit. I feel like, I mean, here's the thing. I am a goddess, right?
Right.
I haven't walked the earth in a while. Used to do it all the time. Don't do it very much anymore. We kind of quit that. It's kind of gauche now to go walk around on earth. We all hang out.
And look around. Separately. Do you really want to be here? You know, come on.
Yeah. I mean, for real. Yeah. So like, I got to say though, if you're going to send me a little care package from Earth, however, I'm going to take it, and I'm going to take that Tony's, and I'm going to put it on my God food, and it's going to elevate it.
Can you imagine? It's God food, but you know what? Put a little of this fucking Louisiana hot sauce on it.
And then all the gods just get addicted to it. So I just picture this big old table, and it's just loaded with earthen sauces. You've got Valentina on the table. You've just got them all.
Sweet baby Ray's.
Oh my God. Dude, a big old thing of like buffalo sauce.
Yeah. Oh, one of those big cans of nacho cheese from the aisle where they sell all the big industrial sizes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we just talked about that. Oh yeah, baby.
I could see it. I could see him getting it. Maybe that's what brings the gods back to earth again.
It movie theater sauce. Style nachos. Absolutely.
Yeah. Ideal sauces, which I kind of get. I'm on a sauce kick. I'm trying to expand my hot sauce palette. Trying to get better at it. And I've been on a sauce kick lately. So I could see it. I could come back to earth for that.
I like a sauce.
I'm growing. They're growing on me. I've not always liked a sauce.
I'm growing. I'm growing now.
I'm growing now.
I've got things to do. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Excuse me. Well, in that case, do we have anything to do between segments here? Macy, we're getting old. We're getting long in the tooth for a podcast.
Long in the tooth.
You know, we're coming up on quite a milestone. Yeah. Did you ever think we would make it to 300 whole ass episodes?
I'm going to interrupt you before you even finish the question. No, I did not. Did not. But we did. 300 episodes. And so not only is that 300th episode going to be a spooky show, just as a little sweet little sweet treat for everybody out there, we're doing a big old massive thick good old time of a giveaway.
And not just for one person.
No,
not just for two people. No. But three for 300 episodes.
Yeah, man, we like a theme. You know, we like a theme. We'll do it to death.
We like a theme. We like alliteration.
Yeah, we do, man. And we're here with some sweet, sweet items that are in this giveaway. We're really excited about everybody who pitched in and made it special. We know that we've had a couple more even that might not even be on this list that pop up because we've had some other interests. So no, this is probably just going to keep growing, and stay tuned as we show kind of the bundles. But we're giving you, we're giving you the first, like, we're giving you the pack today, kind of letting you know what's going on in this giveaway, who we've partnered with. We're super stoked about it. So we'll come at you with the bundles, but we're just coming at you with the facts right now.
Yeah. Where do we start?
I think we start at the top of the list. I think we start at the top of the list. There's no pattern going on to this list here, but one, listen, you likely know them and love them if you met them. You do for sure if you met them. We got Rusted Rabbit because we've got a sweet piece from Rusted Rabbit, a lovely wrapped necklace featuring this gorgeous cameo, man. I love it so much. Yeah. So that's coming from Rusted Rabbit. They're also a friend of the show. They've sponsored the show. I love my pieces from them. I still wear them all the time and they hold up really, really well.
Very thoughtful, very creative, so very unique.
So good. You're going to love it. We got a reading from Jupiter Rituals. We have a reading from Ray, you guys, of Anahata's Purpose.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Speaking of readings from friends of the show, we got a reading coming in from Mrs. Teresa.
Yeah, we do, from Love Within Astrology. And so, like, readings galore. These, and we're splitting these up, so different packages are going to have, you know, a little bit of different stuff going on. So get in on these readings. Get hyped for the readings. Super excited for
and
that.
And if you need help getting hyped, say you need a little energy in your life, say you want to pop off a sick hot cup of cough, or maybe iced cough, if you're nasty. Each of these bundles are going to contain one Basic Witch coffee blend from our friends Brava Mana Coffee.
Yeah, man. Each one of y'all gets a whole bag. You get a whole bag of it. I love it. This is the fancy coffee that's in, what was it, the Civets method. So it's got that low acidity. It's delicious. Listen to me. It's delicious. Yeah. And you're going to really like it.
Let me say, y'all know I'm partial here because I like a cinnamon, but the Basic Witch is fucking dope.
If you're one perhaps that is maybe mourning the return of light in spring, maybe enter in and get you a bag of spicy coffee, damn it.
Yeah.
And you can throw yourself back to autumn time. It's always time.
Strap on your UGG boots and your flannel whatever.
Not too late. I don't know, man. It's never too late. we've got some fantastic crafts. We have a sweet chainmail choker that has been thrown into this giveaway, into the mix. It is spectacular. Cannot wait.
Those two words.
Oh, chainmail choker.
Chainmail.
I'll kick a door in. If I'm wearing my chainmail choker. Come for me. We have that. We have the sweetest little crochet sunflower decor piece from In the Pines, handmade gifts. It's just sweet things. We've got a Hecate candle from Dirt Spell. So buckle on up.
It's not a giveaway if there's not a candle.
It's got to be a sweet candle. So on top of this, for the two packages that don't have the reading in it, Rachel of Jupiter Rituals is putting in their PDF that they have created for working with Jupiter. I believe it's called More Than Abundant.
More Than Abundant.
It's a good name.
It's
a good name.
And if you know anything about Rachel, she's all about that Jupiter.
Oh, hell yeah. If anybody's making a PDF about Jupiter, this is exactly who it needs to be.
I think about her every time I get good parking. And I send out a little thank you. And Macy and I are not going to actually miss out on the action either, because we have some little creations from us that are going to be slipped in there. Do we want to talk about that, or is that a surprise?
We might just make some stuff. You know, I might have some scrap yarn that I want to crochet something stupid out of, and one of y'all gets it. Maybe it's a slice of pizza or something, but y'all get it. I don't know what I'm going to make, but I'm going to make something.
That's really cute, though.
We're going to see.
That's really cute.
See how it goes. Yeah.
I'm going to chunk in something kind of greasy to help you talk to dead people.
That's all we need.
And ultimately, if you you didn't miss your chance here, if you still want to be involved, if you make a thing, if you provide a service, if you want to be involved in the giveaway, if you want to be one of our lovely benefactors, our donators, please reach out to us. We are going to be adding on to this list, and we'll catch you on the next episode with more info,
more stuff. Keep your eyes on socials. And
keep your eyes peeled. Take a potato peel
them off
your eyelid.
Yeah, peel them off. Regret it. But do it. Don't do it. And guys,
that hurt me.
I know. Well, stay tuned. That's all we're going to say. Goodbye. Stay tuned. Get to the rest of the show.
And thank you for 300
episodes.
Who out there has been around for all 300?
I don't even want to think about the time we've wasted.
Dude, we've almost, I mean, well, yeah, we've got
we've wasted so many people's time.
We've almost been podcasting for a year straight.
Oh, collective time. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I don't know how to break this to you. We've done it for a lot longer than that.
I forget.
Yeah.
I just like, am having a break.
Do we need to go somewhere? Do we need to get you looked at?
I think it's still 2019.
Yeah. Whoa. Thank you guys. It has. It's been a good long run. You've let us in your ear holes for a very long time, over 300 episodes, which is wild. So we're working with some fun businesses to give you guys something back for you.
And here's to 300 more.
Allah and many more.
On Channel 4. All right. Well, Macy, I have good news.
Yeah?
I was getting comfortable.
Uh-huh.
I have good news. We were each approached by a mysterious, wealthy, extremely wealthy benefactor, an investor. And they said, hello. Bitches.
Okay.
The cuts of your individual jibs.
All right. Sounds a little sus, but
had a big signed piece of paper from a notary that said, I am not sus. You can trust me.
Okay.
So we got that out of the way.
Good.
And they say, listen, I want you to open up your very own metaphysical store with this money, unlimited money, mind you. If you sit down with each other on your next upcoming podcast episode and you decide, what is that going to look like? And you just talk about that for a little while.
Okay, sure.
So, listen.
All right.
I was thinking, there's a handful of metaphys stores, witchcraft stores, whatever, that we love very dearly, frequent when we can. And I'm probably going to reference a lot of those in mine. But listen, I just thought it would be fun. Listen here. Let's start. Macy, what's the outside of your perfect metaphysical shop look like? How do you do it up? What are you doing on the outside to draw people inside? This is a business plan.
I want a lot of plants and I want a lot of sun catchers on the outside.
See,
I want little things to glint.
For a second.
I want things to glint and kind of catch the light and look very exciting and inviting and magical. Mm. And I kind of just want, I would want to build a lush entry.
Okay, color scheme. What are we talking here? So green for the plants. I'm assuming
you're gonna have green for the plants. Greens. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking. Here's the thing. I would like a neutral scheme because so many elements can bring in your color, right? So especially if you like to change your store out, because I'm someone who likes to change things a lot. So I feel like I would want to constantly be rearranging it, hanging up new tapestries, or doing new different things. So it's like, your background's neutral, but you can always, you can decorate it for holidays. You can do all of these. I would just always be putting
smart plan.
Yeah.
Smart plan. I would want 100 didgeridoo. I would want 100 lazy cats outside.
Just kind of flopping over like the banisters and shit.
Exactly.
And like,
they're just laying there like in front of the door. I know outside cats aren't ideal. But listen, this is a fantasy world we're talking about, okay? And I just want a bunch of shop cats on the inside, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe. But also on the outside so it doesn't smell like cat shit inside the shop.
I want a shop dog. I want a ginormous, like, Great Pyrenees or Newfie, like we were referring. I want a giant gentle giant dog that just lives in the shop. And it does like that flat side lay that dogs do when they're really not getting up, you know, with their legs just straight out and they're just on their side with their head.
They become a piece of paper.
Yeah, they just go full on flat. Like that's what you do the whole time with like his eyebrows just like raising up, kind of following just kind of time and again.
Looking at people sometimes. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Okay, well, it brings me to the next part. What about the inside? What is the vibe of the inside? We've been drawn in. What do you want to convey? What do you want to say about yourself? Because we've talked about this before. Sometimes you go into a Metaphys store and it feels very, let's see, there's lots of like rainbow stuff, like, you know, or I guess rainbow is not the right word I'm looking for. Like the sun catchers to kind of take what you were talking about, and bright colors, and it's like
all the candles, big 7-day candles, 2-inch candles, like all that. Broken out by color. All of that is always a lot of color.
Right. Color, and shit. Very, for a lack of a better term, very spiritual, I guess. Very kind of, like you'd look at this and you'd be like, I can get some like incense here. And then there's some that you walk into and it's like fucking dead bats on the wall. You know,
right. Like, sure. You know, yeah.
Stuff like that. Clearly, I want mine to be the interior is like a 1920s creaky floorboard heaven, Victorian house. Majority of it is black, but like old rugs and shit everywhere. And then like different, very similar, honestly, to the, I think it was at Thorn and Moon in Houston, Texas. But that's kind of the vibe I want. I want the skeletons and the rich plush velvets. What about you?
I am close to that. I would want more of a kind of library feel, like, but old library, kind of like an old, that's kind of what I would want. I do agree with the old rugs.
Yes.
And, you know, I want plants all throughout.
Yes.
I think plants are just going to help with the space. They're going to brighten it up a little bit, all of, you know, just kind of making it nice and happy.
How much natural light is in this place? You have like a glass roof.
I kind of want a decent amount of natural light in here because I want everything to be really visible. My house, my own house doesn't have a lot of natural light. So I'm putting that want in this space.
Into this.
And it's got a skylight and gets a ton of natural light. Mm. And it's great. And it's beautiful for that reason.
Okay. That sounds nice. Yeah. That sounds nice. Yeah, I would like a cave.
It'd be nice.
I would like a cave.
Sure.
That's dark with lots of artificial light. You know what I mean? Like there's cute lamps and shit. Soft light, not the big light, you know, the soft.
Not the big light.
Dim light.
Yeah.
Not the big light. And how do you feel about wet specimens as decorations?
I like a wet specimen.
Here's the thing. I was like, we're going to cross over on the wet spec.
I am creepy enough to where I like a taxidermy. I like an articulated skeleton. I think all of that's amazing. I think it's an incredible art form. I think taxidermy is an incredible art form and articulation of bones. So like all of that, I just find really awesome. Like it's not the same for me. Like I grew up looking at like deer heads and shit. Like that bums me out. But like the things that people can do and the art that people can make, it's especially it's like some people using roadkill and shit. Like
ethical procuration would be
amazing,
paramount.
What people do, it really is.
The you know how they will inject certain substances to like really bring forth the skeletal structure or the veins of the animals or whatever that's in the specimen. I think that's fascinating too, just from like seeing how the vascular structure of different things work.
We saw one in the Mutter Museum. They had a fetus that had been injected with red dye and you could see all of its little red bones against
light. That's right. We saw a lot of
very interesting.
A lot of dead things in that museum. That was a fucking tight.
The whole museum.
Yeah. Okay, listen. We're going to talk about the next aspect of this store and it's perhaps the most important. Mm. Every metaphysical store has a signature scent. What's yours? Don't tell me
that
when you walk into Hearth Wisdom, it doesn't smell. There's no other way to describe it. But
no, it smells like Hearth Wisdom. It's a seasoning that has been lovingly curated. I kind of would want to go for like an umami version of scent.
I think this is coming
from personal preference. Like, I am not saying we're going stanky, but I would like, I would prefer a fuller, more grounded scent over a sweeter scent. So I would go more. That's getting a little stanky for most people. So I don't want to be chasing people out of the store. I know how divisive myrrh is. But I do think I'm leaning more towards like those kinds of earthier scents. I'll throw a spice on there, but I just don't think I'll be doing a bunch of, which, I mean, you're mostly burning natural scents anyway. There's not that many sweet ones. But like, I don't think I'm burning a lot of cinnamon. I don't think I've got a lot of that going on.
I would like a cinnamon. I think my store's smell would be nearly indistinguishable from like Christmas time.
Yeah, I could see that. Very holiday spicy. Mine would probably be a blend that I make a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. I combine lavender, rose, and chamomile together, which is floral and it's kind of nice, but then I'll stick it with some resins and kind of like stank it up a little bit. And I feel like that would work pretty well because you kind of get that spectrum of like a little bit nice, a little bit stank, and it meets in the middle. And it's this balanced smell that everybody can.
In the middle.
Has to walk in your way. Is that 2 weeks in a row that we've done Meet in the Middle by Diamond Rio?
It was either that or
Snip Cap, one of those.
Jesus Christ. I would, I'd probably have a healthy amount of Copal as well. It has been a while since I've had a good white Copal stank.
It is a good one. I like amber resin. You could throw down some amber resin. It always have something going on in there, but I do think it would have a mixture of a wood and floral seasoning.
Okay. I also think that mulled wine would have its place in my... You know, sometimes you go into a shop and they have like
just a little pitcher cauldron open. Yeah.
It'd be a signature drink, you know?
I don't know if you can serve booze, but it's... You could make it out of Welch's Sparkling or whatever.
It could. You know what? That's true. It'll be a non-alcoholic
mulled wine that you can walk version. Around and sip.
You know what? That's fine. That's great. Yeah. It's probably better for liability's sake.
Almost certainly. Okay.
Next phase. Okay.
Sure.
What is your hook? What is your specialty? What is different about your store? Then, you know, like, what is it that people, when they walk in, they're like, oh, we got to go to Macy's store because she does that thing. You know, what is it? What is your hook?
I want, if it was my store, and this would take a lot of thought, I would want to make very, very clear in sections what is new age and what is pre-new age.
Okay.
And I think that would be very, 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 very helpful. To people, because that's something I want. Because the more I've looked into the New Age movement, the more that I'm like, oh, it really fucked up a lot of shit. So like, it muddied a lot of waters, like big time.
There's the whole crunchy to like alt-right pipeline that you gotta
it's very dicey and but. Just did more, and especially so most of it is where I've come into it looking at yoga and how yogic philosophy, established yogic philosophy, was basically kind of just taken by some English speakers who roughly kind of used some English translations that were done well, but then they were kind of like, yeah, but we could just say what we want, and they kind of did. It was the Theosophists. It was Ledbetter and ensuing, you know, people. But that there was a lot of mishmashing, kind of serving a purpose and agenda with that, and kind of just conveniently being like, let's just combine this and this and this and this from all of these places and just use them because we say we can.
Right.
And money's a lot of waters. It makes things, you know, kind of like looking back into it. We've learned a lot, you know.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I would just like to have things very organized on like, and it's okay if you want to study New Age belief, but just know if you're wanting to study this element and you're wanting to get to the root of it, you might want to start here first.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
you know, and it's everybody's choice. But like, I would kind of want to run like a scholarly type shop. Like,
that's what I was thinking too.
Kind of like, you know, like the witchery is so book heavy.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would want a lot of sources and breaking it down and what's mm-hmm. where, and you know what's what. There's not going to be any fucking Nazi sources for any of the Norse shit.
Right.
Like, just really making it a safe place where it's like, oh, you want to learn about this? Go here or here right. or here. And you can pull the book out and you can do whatever you want and move on.
I would want, and this isn't necessarily a hook, but just something I would want, is some gentle education resources, I think, you know? Just have kind of like a, be ready for when somebody walks in and is like, hey, do you guys have like sage bundles? I want to,
an appropriation shelf. Yeah.
Right, like, right, right. And you can just be like, oh, hey, check this out. And not in like a way that's shitty or like you're stupid because you didn't know this or you're bad or whatever, because it's like, shit Christ, the things we've said in the early days here.
That's the thing. Well, you say what you come across, and what you come
exactly.
across is these things.
Most
and
of
a
the
lot
stuff
of those,
I've said.
Yeah.
That
well,
I
a lot of it
back
is
on.
Rooted in kind of that New
Rooted
Age
education.
Trampling. New Age, yeah. The New Age movement did trample heavily. And
a
so, like,
of, yeah.
it's more of that, you know, which is why yeah. I like the idea of having that separation of kind of, like, clarity here and be like,
right.
this is what comes from what, and breaking it all down. But I do like the idea of, like, here's like, a very concise avenue for new witches or practitioners. Here's the
right.
the cultural appropriation pipeline of witchcraft
right, right, right.
since
yeah,
1900.
Yeah, just like a little curio cabinet.
Yeah, and you can
like,
follow
hey.
It. It's like a museum piece, and you can go look
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, you know,
tells
and
you
it
what
just
happened.
Something you could look at. And then, because I feel like this is something that isn't done enough, a lot of the times it's just, don't do this, this is bad. Always be able to offer alternatives and be like, you know what works better than, you know, for getting nasty shit out? Let's try, I don't know, cayenne pepper, you know.
Oh, whatever,
whatever,
you
right?
know? Like,
but
throw down with some Tulsi or something, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, and so
some
I just,
savory.
I would like it to be a safe place where you can come and ask questions and nobody's
right.
going to be like, you're saying Samhain, you fucking loser.
Right.
Like, it's not going to be like that. And it's a place where you can just go learn about something and know that you're getting sources that mm-hmm. haven't been muddied by the West and time.
Samhain.
Yeah.
Okay, next. I want to know. Can you tell me, help me? I know the deal. What do you sell? A little bit of everything, we can assume, sure. What are you really proud of?
The books.
For me, it's homemade,
think...
local shit. What?
Nice. Mine would be the book collection. I would like a lot of good
books.
Sources.
Mm-hmm.
And... I think that would be the biggest component.
So the book witches, the witches that are into text and learning from text, that they're going to be, this is like their hub.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
right.
I got all
yeah.
the, I've got all the good new shit too. Mm-hmm. I've got all the shit come to
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
You want
to, I would like to definitely curate some blends of herbs and oils and shit. Kind of like they do at Hearth Wisdom. Because sometimes, you know, you go in, especially in the early days, and even now when it's just there's so much, you look at this big shelf of individual herbs and you're like, what do I do with this? Do I need a whole dram of each thing? Does each thing mm-hmm. have its own purpose? And it can get overwhelming. And I think, you know, to have like a, almost like a, oh, you know, like you go to yogurt shops and you like... get like a scoop of that topping and
yeah,
a scoop
yeah.
of that
All
topping,
by weight.
You know,
yeah,
kind of like that. Yeah, it's like you fill up this vial. Here's the herbs and what they mean. Mix as many, make your own thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings me to my last question. This is important. What do you, under no, we've talked about what you do sell. What under no circumstances will you will not sell? Under no circumstances will you sell, not sell. You know what I'm saying? What do you not sell at your store, no matter what? And hard mode on, we're going to go ahead and assume things like white sage and
yeah,
stuff
your
like
run of
the
mill
the
stuff that like we
yeah.
are just kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not super, I wouldn't be super big on having a bunch of new age chakra type stuff
mm-hmm.
really, but granted I would have a new age section, so I also want to not take that away and be like, if you're into that, if that has helped you, that's fine, just know that it's not you know, it's not necessarily as it's presented.
Right. It's a different thing. Like, I think assigning...
It's modern occultism that got ladled over an existing philosophy. And it... So I don't know. That's actually really tricky. I wouldn't want to sell... I'm trying to think of things that would be very difficult to deal with. Here's the thing. Actually, I might have to backtrack on myself. I am very sensitive to the smell of formaldehyde. And it is... And it's funny because formaldehyde isn't necessarily an offensive smell. It's sweet. But it acrid. Just... it yeah. It gets like in my mouth. I taste it.
Did you taste it at the in
Philadelphia? Yeah. I pick it up anywhere.
I'm not sure if I smelled it.
It was only in certain parts, but like, and it wasn't bad just because mostly everything there is sealed in glass cabinets.
Right.
But it was
right,
just kind of baked into the building. I feel like I could pick up on it. It kind of had that smell. But like when we did dissections in school, which I loved, I was never bothered by dissections. I thought they were cool as hell. It was always the smell that was the worst part for me. Just like the whole wing of the building would smell it all day long. And it, I hate that smell so dearly. So I would maybe struggle with wet specimens as like a collection. Like they'd maybe have to be like in their own room, you know, that you can go to the specimen room and view them, but they might need to be away.
Oh, you could also stick with the dry spec. Dry spec is cool too, dude.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Have some cool like art pieces that are done of like skulls and moss and shit. Mm. You know, like one of those. Which those are beautiful.
I love moss. Moss on anything, my guy.
On anything.
I don't want to sell anything that I could get in bulk from like AliExpress or Wish or, you know, because I feel like there's a lot of, what is it, drop shipping that happens?
Yeah.
And I am not speaking on the metaphysical stores that we've talked about that we do indeed love, but we've all probably been to the metaphysical shops that you walk in and they all kind of have the same thing.
You realize it's a tourist shop. Like, it's...
And you're like,
and if actually use shit and you do magic, you're kind of like, I don't know what to do with any of this shit. Like,
I've seen this brand everywhere, every shop I go to, you know. I would like to keep it local or at least small, you know. Dice doesn't have to be local exclusively, but small shit, you know, that's fun. I'm not going to sell... I'm not going to smell valerian root, just... to piss you off.
That's okay. I'll carry it at my own store. And
great.
Yeah. It's the only herb I carry. I carry books and valerian root. That's all.
I'm not going to sell black licorice. Dude, that would be funny though. Like, okay, like what if we had like a shelf in each other stores where we made like a, like my Macy shelf. Because, you know, we're still doing the podcast, obviously.
Sure.
Our stores are thriving because people want to come into the Wubba stores, obviously.
Yes, of course. Yes.
So when you're not around, I have my Macy shelf. And you know what's on it?
What's on it?
Saltines.
Okay.
Nutella. A saltine Nutella pack together.
They go together great.
Myrrh. Chunks of stinky feet. Myrrh. Because I know you like that. Star anise, black licorice, and kombucha.
Oh, nice little vinegar tang.
Kombucha. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. One of the good ones. That's right.
Yeah.
Not too vinegary. That's the thing. A lot of the store-bought ones are just too pungent. I feel like they're too pungent. And if you suffer from any sort of acid reflux or anything like that, they're too fucking much. The only kind I can drink is the kind I make. That's why I started making it. Because, like, listen, GT's is delicious. But, like, immediately my bladder is like, bitch! And it's over. And so I got to make it myself because they make it too much.
It's over.
It's over. Yeah, it's for the afternoon. Over. It's just not worth it. Your shelf.
There's
at
also
my store.
A single copy of Twilight that we all just rotate. Everyone can.
It's really
out.
Thumbed through too. Yeah. Like
bring it back,
and it's got annotations, and it's all roasted on the inside. We've like roasted the book. We've red penned it with our thoughts. I like that. So sometimes I have it and sometimes you have it, and whatever store has it is, I guess, thriving more than the other one, or vice versa.
It's
not
blessing.
Sure, really.
Yeah,
who's winning there. So obviously cinnamon. That's just a given. That's the throwaway. There's got to be sticks of cinnamon on there. I got to do what I got to do. I'm going to have a big,
yes,
a good little pillar or a good bowl of obsidian, a good old chunk. You know,
a pillar so you can stick the pointy part right here,
right
in between
right
your
here.
Tits.
Mm.
Oh,
lock it,
love it,
turn it,
yeah,
bop
yeah.
it, twist it,
screw it.
dude, I was kind of fucking good at bop it.
Whoop.
I don't know about you, but like,
I loved bop it.
I would, if I had one of those, I'd play the shit out of it.
I would get
ruled.
So competitive about bop it. We should have
that's awesome.
We should bring Bop It to the show.
We need to have a Bop It off. Me and you.
A Bop It Off.
A Bop It Off.
Yeah. Okay.
See what happens.
Bop It Off for Patreon.
Yeah, see who wins. Oh my
it's
god, that's
the,
awesome.
It's like the only other thing we put on our OnlyFans.
It's just, yeah, you and me, every week we have a Bop It Off.
Bop It Off.
See who wins.
I hate it. I
really want to order a couple. I might do that.
All right. Wow. There you go.
Is that
there
it?
It is. That's it.
So that's our store. Okay. I want my store to be, I want it two stories.
Oh.
But I want the upper store to be hollowed out so it's an edge, kind of like how the Mutter was. You know
okay.
how it had like the round of stairs? So it's like the upper floor is removed except for like, it's just around the top. So I can
like
see everybody.
A donut hole.
I don't trust anybody. I don't want anybody to be walking around upstairs without me being
no,
able
no, no.
to look at them.
That's another thing. Security.
Security.
I want a bunker. That's also in case the world ends. I can just go to the store and stay in the bunker.
Right. Are you going to have
screens
surveilling? Are you going to surveil everybody?
I'm gonna, CCTV, but like mostly just for like the tea, so I can like listen in on people's phone conversations. Yeah. I'll get those cameras, the security cameras that they have at Walmart these days that can zoom like into your phone from across the store and read your text messages.
Walmart is scary now.
Dude, Walmart is about to piss me the fuck off too.
They're scary.
It's just everybody's replaced. It's all, have you been to the Walmart yet? The Walmarts that are just self-checkout now?
No. I don't know if they're brave enough to do that in this small town that I live in, because I think people would actually tear the walls down. They might get away with it in bigger cities.
150 boomers inside of Walmart.
Oh my God.
All at once.
Boomers in this, and small town boomers especially, they are like a pack of chihuahuas. They are violent. Like, it's dangerous.
A pack of yeah, loud but like mostly impotent. Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. That's it. That's all I've got. Listen here, guys. Listen here. Tonight, apparently, if you're listening to this fresh on Wednesday, check out that full moon.
No, it happened yesterday.
It happened yesterday.
That's
see,
why
I did it again.
About.
I did it
yeah,
right
you
at
almost
the
did
end.
It again.
Fuck. See, this is why I can't do things, because my brain just gets stuck on things. What I meant to say is check in tomorrow for SimpCap. If you're not a Patreon, check it out. $5 a month gets you so much extra content.
I'm ready to tell you about where we travel tomorrow. Tomorrow's awesome.
Well, every time
you
were talking
cool.
about savory, I was like, I bet this is in the... Look at my hand. Jesus, dude. I bet this is where Phaedra is right now. I bet she could go out and pluck some savory.
Go pluck some right off and put it in some of that goat cheese stuffed chicken and suck that down.
Have a bop it off.
Eat it. Eat it. Eat it up.
Sucking it up.
Sucking
I have to
on
pee,
that
so...
chicken like you want a big cowlick all the time.
Like Blondie, check out my Chrissy behind his fine all of the time. What is it? What else is in the teachers of peaches?
Like sex on the beaches.
Huh? What?
What? That song is so grating, but so important.
I'll tell you, when it comes on,
all you got to hear is the... And you're just like...
I might let my finger hover over the skip button for just a bit.
For a second, and then you're like,
for just a minute,
I might need this. And then after about the eighth fuck the pain away, I'm like, I'm skipping. It's once it gets to that part, I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. But I will hang out for the beginning.
I 100%. In fact, come on. I'm going to go listen to it now.
All right. Everybody, goodbye. Go listen to...
Everyone, go listen
to fucking Peaches. And enjoy it. Happy Wednesday.
Happy everybody. Wednesday.
Thank you goodbye. For enduring this mess with us. I guess we need to close this out with socials and everything else that we do.
Our socials are down in the description. Check them out.
Wow. No, we
have a Facebook.
We got one. We got one Facebook.
Listen, where do people go for social media these days? And don't say TikTok because...
Probably like, Threads. I think Threads is a thing that's real. That's on Instagram, but I don't
I just know it. That Instagram is... Like, it's... Facebook is boomers. Instagram is millennials. X or Twitter. I don't even know what's going on with that. Are we still using that? I've stayed away.
I think it's just busy being a cesspool over there. So I forget that it exists. Yeah.
What to do with any of this?
I quietly hope every single day that it's all dying. So I don't know.
I just don't know.
I don't know what the cool people do. Some of the kids still use Snapchat, which surprises me, but they do. That Snapchat's held on as long as it has.
They do that so they can send pictures of their boobies to married guys.
I never liked Snapchat. It always was overwhelming to me. I always didn't like the timeline that was on everything. It felt very pressured me. I don't like how you can't just send a fucking text messages. You got to take like a picture of the floor or some. It stressed me out. I didn't like it. It was big, like I was the prime age when it was released, and it didn't work.
No, like OG Snapchat was something. OG Facebook was something too. OG Facebook was like so confusing.
It was weird. It was very weird. I remember it. I remember when it emerged. I remember when MySpace died. I remember when Instagram came out. I was in high school when Instagram was like really rolling out. You know, so I like remember making my Instagram account when I was like 16, and it was like the new hipster posh platform, you know, that all of the kids were going to away from their parents.
But now it's just advertising. Everything's advertisement. It's all ads.
They won't let us advertise on Instagram because our title says bitch in it.
We have had a pending advertisement since
for 5 years.
Yeah,
for however long, and they won't pass it because we say bitch. Oh my god, we shot ourselves in the foot with that one.
Oh man.
Oh, okay.
Man. All right,
that's,
guys.
That's good then.
We'll see you tomorrow. All right. For Simp Cappers, for everybody else, we'll see you next Wednesday. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.